The Sully Show, Talk Radio 640 WGST. A reminder, coming up just after 1:30 today, we'll announce the grand prize winner in our giveaway of an HVAC system to a deserving soldier, all courtesy of Assured Comfort Heating and Air Services. Listen just after 1:30 for that. Really proud to partner up with them. Doing great work in the community, and they are committed, Assured Comfort Heating and Air Services, to giving back to men and women who have served in uniform and continue to serve. Our soldiers are important, and the people at Assured know that, and they live that every single day. And we're proud to have them a part of the WGST family here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Every week at this time, we get to talk to Rick Limpert. He is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. He writes a daily tech column, which you can read at examiner.com. His work is actually in a number of different places, including CBS Atlanta. You'll see him on the AJC as well from time to time. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell. Joining us now from the Old Dominion State, Rick, tell us where you are.
I'm in the Commonwealth, Sully. I'm in Virginia, the Blue Ridge Mountains.
That's right. Where are you staying? I was just saying to theme park Chris that we love the fact that you have all these wonderful work assignments which take you to these wonderful places. We hope to be able to join you on them one day.
Sully, I look forward to that. It's not a bad gig, let me just say that. But I'm in Wintergreen Resort in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Family resort, golf, tennis, activities, great restaurant, and the best thing is fresh air, and it was 60 degrees on the golf course this morning.
You know, I've been to just about every state, at least on the East Coast, you know, at least along the Eastern Coast, I've been to every state. And Virginia, top to bottom, with the fact that it has the beach and the Chesapeake Bay and Annapolis, Maryland, which is a beautiful little small town right nearby, and then you factor in the mountains, that Blue Ridge Parkway is just an absolute treasure. It's truly one of the most beautiful parts of the country that I've ever been to.
It really is, and the golf course here is it's at 4,000 feet, so it's cool, no bugs, and just a great course, and great people, and having a good time.
But you're still you're still hacking and slicing all over the place, though, right? The elevation doesn't help your golf game at all.
The elevation helps your distance. Well, I actually had a golf lesson this morning. That's another great thing. They have a golf academy and a great golf pro. And he actually helped fix a couple things with my game this morning. So I'll put that to practice, see what happens.
Nice. Rick Limpert, we talk to him every week at this time here on Talk Radio 640 WGST, covering some technology news. Android data wipe exposing personal data. We really need to be careful when we're wiping data off of our smartphone. Is it sometimes still there, even though we do that?
Yeah, some people can still get at it. And, you know, this is important because we're changing smartphones every year, every 2 years now, and we have a lot of data on it. What's happening with that data when you get a new phone? I mean, some people are maybe just destroying their old phone, but if you're trading it in or selling it or giving it to someone else to use, you have data still left in that phone, no matter if you thought you've wiped it or not. I mean, there's a company called Avast that makes a data delete or a data wipe program that will get rid of it. And there's other companies that do as well. But I'm not endorsing that product or haven't really tried it, but just want to let people know that your data is still on phones if you just think you're deleting it off there. So you really want to be careful with that.
This company that you just mentioned, they have been able to take phones that people have thought that they have wiped and believe that they have extinguished all the information from, but they've been able to restore thousands of photos and a lot of stuff that would get a lot of people in trouble if it got into the wrong hands, right?
Yeah, I don't know what's on your phone, Sully, but, you know, none of those pictures are on my phone, but you got to be careful. You know, in addition to pictures, you have banking data and maybe documents stored in picture form on your phone that maybe has crucial information or personal information. You just want to be careful.
All the secrets of WGST, we have those on our phone as well, too. Just like the Freemasons do. Okay, Samsung Galaxy Note 4. Rick, I am so pumped to read this. The 3 just came out, but they're working on the 4. How much better will it be than the 3? I love this product.
Well, look, they always make little improvements. And, you know, the Galaxy Note is a bigger phone. And people that love the bigger phones, they love the Galaxy Note. So they go wild when the new one comes out. So the Galaxy Note 3, I have one. It's been a great phone. The new one, Galaxy Note 4, they're going to introduce in Europe probably this fall. And they, even though they haven't said what's all going to be on it yet, they expect it to really push the limits of what phones have had before. And it's, you know, that's a popular phone, and it's coming. So just if you have got a Galaxy Note 3, just know that it's going to be outdated. A Galaxy Note 4 is coming real soon.
And the older we get, Rick, the more important those larger screens become.
You're a big fan of those larger screens. Like, I like the little bit larger. I don't really care for the huge ones, but I like the ones that are a little bit larger.
Well, I'm working with an iPhone 5 at the moment, and I'm very happy with it. But it's still, I do notice that it is a little small sometimes for what I would like to do. I would like a screen that's a little bit bigger, and I'm excited to see what the Samsung Galaxy 4 brings. But at the same time, I don't want to be walking around with a little television in my hand.
Well, I'll get you a demo to try, so you can give it a whirl.
All right, so we're talking with Rick Limpert, our technology correspondent. You can follow him on Twitter. It's at Rick Limpert. IT is a great business to get into, right?
It is, unless this week it kind of came out that Microsoft's going to be laying off 18,000 people. But before all that news came out, you know, IT salaries, the trend is it's going up. And if you were in the world of IT, you were able to see raises in the last year or so that other industries and other jobs weren't able to see, 6 to 7, 10% raises. And so for people looking at careers, you always want to be aware of what's going on in the IT world as far as salaries and careers go.
I read that even technical writers are seeing a 3.2% increase in pay. Does that include you and your technical writings?
I'm waiting for that first check from you. So, am I getting a raise or what?
Oh, you thought you were getting paid for this? Theme Park Chris, how come you didn't tell? Okay, Apple has hinted at patents for the iPhone 6, that it's going to be made of indestructible glass. When are we going to see this iPhone 6, and what is it going to look like?
Well, we're probably going to see it this fall. It's going to be a little bigger than the current your iPhone 5, but the big news is that sapphire glass is the indestructible glass, and rumor is it's going to have that on there. That means you can slam a knife or a hammer down on your phone, and it's not going to break. So, you know, for the people that drop their phones a lot, that's a pretty important feature.
Tell us a little bit about this Comcast cable canceling fiasco.
Yeah, I had my own run-in with Comcast, and they actually fixed me up that I had my own run-in with them a couple weeks ago, but a tech writer in California was moving, so he needed to cancel his cable, and he spent 20 minutes online with Comcast trying to cancel his cable. They kept transferring him to other salespeople to try to get him to buy additional features. They would not let him cancel his cable. He paid the conversation. It went viral, and Comcast caught a lot of flack for it.
Oh, that's great. Whenever these big, evil cable companies get in trouble, I kind of smile. You know, I love these commercials that I see on TV, Rick, where it's like, yay, $25 a month, no worries. It's like, I don't know anybody that pays $25 a month for anything, no, let alone cable.
No, when you pay that much, you really want good service and you know, the product. You know, I think the Dish Network does a great job with what they do as far as modern equipment, and it works, and I mean, you got to just kind of see what's best for your area, what's best for your needs. But we spend a lot of money on our TV and internet, and we want to make sure we get good service.
You can follow him on Twitter. He's at Rick Roswell. His website is ricklimpert.info. He's right here in Atlanta covering news and sports for Yahoo. Also writes a daily technology column at examiner.com. And Rick, appreciate the work, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
Yep, we'll be down at the BB&T Tennis Hall next week. Sorry, come on by. I'll see you.
All right, thanks a lot. Rick Limpert with us on Talk Radio 640 WGST. It's the Sully Show, and we'll be right back.